This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Supa Gurung says government introduced ordinances to ensure good governance and boost economic development. High-altitude areas of Sudur Paschim and Karnali provinces receive substantial snowfall. Farmers excited despite some hardship. And U.S. President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky verbally clash in Oval Office over the war. Now the news in detail. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Supa Gurung stated that the government has introduced ordinances to ensure good governance and boost economic development. Speaking at the 32nd anniversary of Nepal Netra Jyoti Sangh Himalayan Eye Hospital in Pokhara today, the minister explained that ordinances were necessary due to delays in passing laws through Parliament. Minister Gurung highlighted that the government exercised its constitutional authority to enact these measures during a time when the legislature was not in session, aiming to reform administration, attract investment, promote businesses, and accelerate national development. He noted that the multiple reforms were needed simultaneously, prompting the use of ordinance to introduce certain laws. Chairman of CPN Maui Center, Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, has vowed utmost support to ensure justice to Rinku Kumari Sada. The 17-year-old Rinku Sada, a victim of gang rape, was found dead after locals tried to hush the issue conducting a panchayat. Chairman Dahal visited the family of Sada at Bhagwatipur of Nawarajpur in Sira district this morning. The Maoist leaders, including Chairman Dahal, reached Rinku's house as part of the party's Tarai Mades Awakening campaign. Chair Dahal reminded that his party had raised voices in the federal parliament for justice to Sada. President Ramchandra Paurel has urged citizens to join a national campaign for nation building, emphasizing that while much has been achieved, more remains to be done for the country and its people. Addressing the inauguration ceremony of the Srimad Bhagwat Gyan Mahayagya Religious Tourism Festival 2081 and the Devalaya Sarangkot Dham, the president highlighted that Nepal's Federal Democratic Republic was secured through people's long struggle, sacrifice, and dedication. He further clarified that the Constitution and the Federal Democratic Republic aim to drive the country towards economic prosperity. Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal has summoned its Central Committee meeting starting tomorrow. The party's publicity department chief shared that the Central Committee meeting is to be held at the Jaipur Pragya Bhavan in Lalitpur on March 2nd, 3rd and 4th. The party has said that the meeting will focus on the current political situation and the party's organizational action plan, including the regular agenda. High-altitude areas of Sudur Paschim and Karnali provinces, including Thorpattan area, have received substantial snowfall. The people there are facing hardship due to the snowfall, but the snowfall is generally considered beneficial for agriculture. Meanwhile, the historic and scenic tourist destination of Porkhegadi, along with other high-altitude areas of Bajura district, has received its fifth snowfall of the year at a time when the country has been facing below-average rain and snowfall. The snowfall, accompanied by rainfall that began on Thursday afternoon, has transformed the region's mountains into a stunning white spectacle. Porkhegadi, located on the border of Badimalika and Budinanda municipalities in Bajura district, is regarded one of Nepal's historically and culturally significant forts. With this latest snowfall, the area has seen a noticeable increase in domestic tourists eager to witness its winter charm. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky engaged in a heated exchange during a meeting in the Oval Office on Friday, raising concerns about efforts to end the ongoing war with Russia. The discussion, which took place amid negotiations over Ukraine's mineral resources and a potential peace deal, grew tense as both leaders addressed the U.S.'s recent outreach to Russia. The meeting followed a week of diplomatic efforts, including visits from the leaders of France and Britain, who urged President Trump to maintain support for Kyiv. Tensions escalated when Vice President J.D. Vance emphasized the need for diplomacy, prompting a sharp response from Zelensky. The debate reportedly centered on the past U.S. actions regarding Russia's 2014 annexation of Crimea and the current conflict. President Trump has recently held multiple conversations with Russian President Vladimir Putin, focusing on ending the three-year war, though without Kyiv's direct involvement. The U.S. has proposed a deal for the preferential access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals in exchange for continued support. Meanwhile, Britain and France have offered peacekeepers for potential truce on U.S. backing. As talks unfolded, Russia forces continued their advance near Ukrainian border in the Kursk region. India's Federal Health Minister J.P. Nadda has said efforts were underway to eliminate tuberculosis, TB, from the country by 2025's end. Minister Nadda made the announcement during a health ministry function in the eastern state of Odisha. The minister said, with respect to TB, India has come out from the category of burden states and now figures in the list of eradicative states. Nadda said in the ongoing 100-day TB elimination campaign spanning across the country, so far they have detected 500,000 TB patients. TB is an infectious disease that usually affects the lungs. It spreads through the air via droplets from the lungs when a TB patient coughs, sneezes, or even talks. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy to generally fair this afternoon. However, there are some places of Sudur Paschim, Karnali, Gandaki and Bagmati provinces that are seeing light rain with lightning and thunder due to partial effect of low pressure system. However, there is a general change in weather in most of the hilly regions, including that of Sudur Paschim and Karnali provinces in the country. Most of the places are predicted to have clear weather, except some hilly areas late this afternoon. Similarly, high hills and mountainous regions throughout the country will see light snowfall. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithibi Subbagurung says government introduced ordinances to ensure good governance and boost economic development. High-altitude areas of Sudur Paschim and Karnali regions receive substantial snowfall. Farmers excited despite some hardship. And U.S. President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky verbally clash in Oval Office over the war. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.